its current state on WKAR. If you were in Michigan in the 1960s, your memories probably include the Palm Sunday tornadoes, governor and presidential candidate George Romney, and the Vietnam War. A Lansing-born journalist with roots in the 60s has written a memoir. Dave Frazier came from a family of journalists. He got started covering MSU basketball when he was 16 years old. His new self-published book is called Drafted, Vietnam in War and at Peace. I first asked Mr. Frazier about his first reporting jobs as a Sexton high school student.
I worked for UPI and the Detroit Free Press. Started when I was about 16, 17 with the UPI, and that kind of evolved into doing some writing for the Free Press after that. It was all freelance stuff as a kid, but... But you come
from a family of journalists.
Yes. My grandfather was editor of the paper in Adrian, Michigan, the Telegram, and my dad worked for almost 50 years at the State Journal in Lansing. Hmm.
And as a 19-year-old, you worked on the Palm Sunday tornadoes here in Michigan. A big story. Tell us about that.
Well, that was my first big break. I was taking some pictures of storm damage around Lansing and heard the state police radio talking about some really big stuff down in the southern tier of counties. So I jumped in my 59 Edsel and drove through the night taking pictures. And
you really drove a 59 Edsel?
I really did. And took a lot of heat, I guess you would call it, over that.
Our guest is photojournalist author Dave Frazier. Dave's a Lansing native, now living in Idaho. His self-published book is called Drafted, Vietnam at War and at Peace. Off to MSU, briefly as it turns out, but then the title of your book here is invoked. You were drafted, and you put your reporter, photojournalist chops to work in Vietnam.
I did.
What did you do?
Well, I was the public affairs, public information officer for the Transportation Command for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines combined forces.
And you were based where?
In Saigon, and it's called Ho Chi Minh City today, but even people today call it Saigon. But that's where I was based, traveled throughout the country.
And in your book, you never fired a shot, you told me, and you said you were never fired at, but you were in Saigon for the Tet Offensive in 1968.
I was.
Talk to us about how that impacted you.
Well, it was, the turning point of the war. Prior to the Tet Offensive, we were all, we had to wear civilian clothes off duty as though we would blend in with, with a bunch of white guys with Asian people. But that was the rule. After the Tet Offensive, we couldn't go anyplace without a weapon, and we had to be in uniform.
And this is very interesting. You covered Governor George Romney when you were still in Lansing, but interestingly, you spent some real quality time, I'll put it, with Governor Romney during your year in Vietnam.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I photographed him for the United Press International, various events in Lansing. So I got to know him, not intimately. I was a young guy. But he knew who I was, and I knew who he was. And when I was in Vietnam, one of my additional duties was to run a civic action project where we won the hearts and minds of the Vietnamese people. And basically, that was taking care of refugees and trying to win their affection. So I had a program with T-shirts, shorts, and soap, and churches and sororities and all kinds of people would send things over, and we would distribute them to the refugee children in the streets of Saigon and at orphanages and things like that. So I wrote a note to Governor Romney, who happened to be running for president and was going to make a visit to Vietnam, and ask him if he'd come over and look at my project, figuring that that would get some good publicity and boost the project. He wrote back and said that he didn't have time to do that, but invited me to join him in Ambassador Bunker at the embassy Christmas Eve 1967 for dinner. So
you had Christmas dinner with George Romney in Vietnam.
Yep, and it was really hard for my first sergeant to believe that, when I said, look, I need a Jeep to go over to the embassy for dinner Christmas Eve. And
with a candidate for
president. Right.
What had he declared his interest in the...
Yes, okay. Yeah, he was making an around-the-world fact-finding tour.
What was your impression of George Romney? What...
Oh, he was, you know, he had been the, I don't know what the right word was, but he was the guy that handled the Constitutional Convention when Michigan rewrote the entire Constitution. It was called CONCON, Constitutional Convention.
Sure, 63 or so.
Yeah, and he was really the savior at that time of the state. We were in bad, bad shape, and he had left the American Motors, and that was kind of the beginning of his political career.
After you got back home, your photography career took off. Over the years, your works appeared in Time and Newsweek and the New York Times and Forbes and People magazines. You work today with Encyclopedia Britannica, and you live in Idaho. But there's one more local angle to the Vietnam chapter here, and that involves Mr. Al Thomas, an attorney and East Lansing resident whose history went way back in Vietnam. You became acquainted with Mr. Thomas. Our listeners about Al Thomas.
Well, Al Thomas was an attorney here in Lansing, and he parachuted into Vietnam in 1945, Major Allison Thomas, with the OSS, that was Office of Strategic Services, which was the predecessor of the CIA. He linked up with Ho Chi Minh, armed the Viet Cong, trained them in guerrilla war tactics to fight the Japanese. And Al Thomas told me that Ho Chi Minh loved America and Americans. And as it turned out, he was a communist, but he wanted to be friends. And he gave Al Thomas 6 letters to bring back to President Truman seeking diplomatic recognition. We had liberated France during World War II, and the French were occupying Vietnam as a colony, and Truman and the other politicians were not about to cast the French aside, so they threw the Vietnamese under the bus. But Al Thomas said, and I certainly believe him to this day, there was no reason for a Vietnam War.
You've been back to Vietnam a few times since 68. And there is one reunion in particular you told me about that was pretty dramatic. Who did you hook up with?
Well, during that that project for giving away clothing and soap to the kids in the streets, there's one little guy that we used to call Hey Man, because he'd run up every day and he'd jump into my arms and he'd say, Hey Man, you know, you
give me. This was in Saigon.
In Saigon. And he'd say, you give me chocolate, you give me chewing gum. And, you know, he was just a cute little kid. So when I went back in May, just a year ago, almost a year ago to the date, I had a picture of all these kids that hung around the gate of our enlisted quarters and got off my motor scooter, showed it to a couple of people on the streets. It's a slum, the area of Bowie Vinh Street. And people started recognizing other people in pictures. A crowd developed, and this lady walked up to me with the picture in hand, and she said, "This little boy is my father. Would you like to meet him?" And we reunited after 47 years, and he's in his 50s today. The last time I saw him, he was 5 or 6 years old.
And how is he getting on now?
He's getting on. He's what they call a moto taxi. He rides a motor scooter, and they're registered, and, you know, it's a regular business, running taxi service on the back end of a motor scooter.
Well, we've been reminiscing with Dave Frazier. Dave is a longtime photojournalist, a Lansing native, who spent some time here with UPI in mid-Michigan and the Lansing State Journal and stringing for the Detroit Free Press. He's an established photojournalist today, and his self-published book is called Drafted, Vietnam at War and at Peace. It's an interesting look back at his younger years at Sexton High School and eventually in Vietnam. Dave, a pleasure to meet you, and good luck.
Well, thank you.